My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Hannah. It's Ashina.
Asiana.
Asiana Crow. A S H E A N N A. Asiana Crow.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Okay, hello. Is it Asiana?
Yes, this is she.
Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you interested to participate in the Debo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And have you already found an attorney, or would this be the first time?
First time.
Okay, got it. So you are willing to affirm that you have not signed any documents or saw any legal representation in any other law firm, is that correct?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Okay, got it. And are you a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you the one that had taken Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and I see. So after taking Depo Provera, were you diagnosed with any serious ailments?
Yes, ma'am. I had a brain tumor.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Did they tell you what the brain tumor, what they had called it?
I'm sorry. I'm up here trying to drink a Red Bull.
That's okay. Was it meningioma?
Yeah.
I see. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that. I'll go ahead and grab some information about your diagnosis here, okay? Do you remember what day it was that you were diagnosed with your meningioma?
When I first started having side effects, it was like August the 25th or 2015.
Okay. Symptoms. Okay. And would that be the exact day that you were diagnosed, or was that when you had first noticed that something was wrong?
That's when I first noticed something was wrong, but I got diagnosed like a couple of days after that. So it was like the 24th of the same year, and in my August the 24th, 2015.
24th. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put that your diagnosis date for the meningioma as August 24th of 2015. Does that sound about accurate?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least one full year?
Yes.
Okay.
I used it more than one year.
More of that? Okay, of course. And are you able to confirm that you had at least four separate injections of the Depo Provera each year that you were taking it?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
Mine is May the 15th, 1988.
Got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put that in. So that's May the 15th of 1988, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had taken Depo Provera and was also diagnosed similar to yourself? Or not that you're aware of? Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes, it was the...
the Pfizer brand?
Depo Provera. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, Depo Provera.
Yes, I just wanted to make sure, because they make generic versions as well, so I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I know that you said that you had used it for at least a year. Do you happen to remember exactly when you had started, maybe when your first injection was? Do you have a rough idea of when that is?
Let's see. I know I was 23. I was about to turn 24.
Okay.
So that was in 2012. So... April of 2012.
Okay, and just for accuracy, did you want to go ahead and just put April 1st of 2012?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, got it. Okay, and when would you say that you stopped using the Depo Provera? Do you remember how old you were or how long you were taking it before you decided to stop?
Yeah, I stopped at 27 because I was like, I wanted to have a child now.
Yeah.
So was that
2015 then?
Yeah, it was like August because I had turned 27 then, so in my birthday in May. So it was like around August because I was like,
okay.
Yeah, because I wanted my baby to be, try to be born in a certain month.
Yeah.
<That's crazy. laughs>
No, I completely understand. Hey, I get it. Okay. And I did want to ask you, just because this is around the same time that you had also started noticing the symptoms and was diagnosed, would you say that you stopped using it right before that time, or would you say you stopped using it once you discovered the symptoms and you were diagnosed? Which one seemed more suited to your situation?
Well, I was gaining weight or whatever,
okay.
I'm just like, okay, well, maybe it's the shot, maybe I'm eating so much. So I had,
yeah.
But I was bleeding, like my menstruals was irregular.
Irregular?
And I was,
Okay.
yeah, and I was like, well, I want to try to have a baby now. So I was like, I'm going to stop. But when I stopped, that's when, oh my God, my headaches were, they got worse. Like, I had headaches during it, but they wasn't as more intense. But when I really stopped, that's when I really started noticing the headaches. Like, it was bad. Like,
Okay.
I had to go to the hospital bad.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So
Yeah.
that's the rough estimate then. Do you think it was, because I know that you said that you noticed the symptoms as of August 20th. So would you say that pretty much right when you stopped, perhaps the beginning of August, and then you started seeing the symptoms? Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
Okay.
because they got bad. Like, I never want to wish that on nobody. That's
Yeah.
unbearable. That's unbearable pain. Them headaches.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I understand. And I'm very sorry to hear that you had to suffer through that. So, just to
Yeah.
make sure that I have everything accurate here, for your start date, I have it as April 1st of 2012, and I have your ending date. Is it accurate for me to put August 1st of 2015?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put that in then. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. All right, I'll go ahead and grab some information here. Would you be able to give me the full spelling of your first name?
It's A as in apple, S as in Sam, H as in house, E as in egg, A as in apple, N as in November, N as in November, A as in apple.
Okay, perfect. That's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I heard earlier that your last name is Crow. Is that going to be Crowe? Okay. And do you go by middle initial or middle name at all?
I have M.
M as in Mary.
Yeah, M as in Mary.
Perfect. And social?
423-299-0056.
I'm going to say that back to you. I have 423-299-0056. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the best email address for you?
My last name dot first name at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. And what is your home address?
It's 290 Jones J. Oh, I'm sorry, Jones
That's okay.
JONES Street, apartment B1 as in boy 1, Rainbow City, Alabama, 35906.
Perfect. I'm gonna read that back to you. So I have 290 Jones Street, apartment B like boy 1, Rainbow City, Alabama 35906. Is that right?
Yes, you did say 2950, correct?
2950?
Yeah, that's it. Two nine
Okay.
five zero.
2950. Okay. 50. Okay, let me make sure I got that. Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay, I'm just gonna read that back to you one more time just to make sure I have it here. So I have the number 2950 Jones Street, apartment B1, Rainbow City, Alabama 35906. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, I'll go ahead and grab some hospital information. Do you recall the name of the hospital that had diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yeah, it was at Gaston Regional Medical Center. It's here in Gaston, Alabama.
Okay, got it. Got it. And that would be the one on Goodyear, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Yes,
got
it's
it.
right next door to Goodyear. They make used to make tires, but they closed it down.
Oh, I see. Would you happen to remember the name of the doctor that had diagnosed you? It's okay if you don't recall.
Yeah. Oh, I never forget this incident. It
Of course.
was I know that's you normally don't forget stuff that happened dramatic in your life.
No, of course.
Dr. Terry Andriot. I call him Andriot.
Okay.
It's
Okay, perfect. Yes, I saw
T. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and put him in here. Okay. And after Dr. Terry had diagnosed you, was he also the same doctor that treated you for the meningioma as well?
Yes, I actually had two. It was him, and then I had to do radiation therapy out there. I had my surgery, but that's a different doctor, the one that did my radiation therapy.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah, it was a she.
Okay. My
It was
apologies.
Dr. It's okay. It was Dr. Anna Harris, and she's located at Coosa Valley Medical Center in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. It looks like she actually got moved over to. Okay, got it. I found her here.
Yeah, if I could go back all over again, I would have never took that shot. 'Cause
Yeah.
yeah, like now, like I had my daughter end up being preemie, so now I
Wow.
have infertility issues because now I can't carry a full term baby for nothing.
Oh man. Yeah, that's really tough.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
so now I'm only stuck with one child, and she was born 1 pound 7 ounces when she was born. So, and she had so many complications. So now it's like, even if I want to have a child, it's so hard now.
Yeah, I see. That's very tough.
It is.
Yeah, so speaking of when it was that you, of course, had taken the shot since we were discussing that, do you recall the facility or the clinic where you had gone to? Do you get prescribed the depot shots?
Yeah, that was a different doctor too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was they was the doctor was at Coosa Family Center Care Center. I call it both the same thing. It's right here in Rainbow City, and that was Dr. Kelly.
Okay, got it. Go, Susie. Okay, perfect. I found it. Thank you. Okay, so I found the name of the doctor, but what was the name of the clinic that you had gone to see them?
It was Coosa Family Care.
Okay, family care. Okay, got it. Okay, the one on Grand Avenue. Okay, found it. Okay, and in terms of the depot shot, did you have them there at Coosa Family Care, or did they have you pick up the shots at a local pharmacy? Do
I had to pick them up at a pharmacy.
you remember which pharmacy that was?
Yeah, it was Walgreens here in Rainbow City. Look, I use Walgreens for everything.
Right, okay, got it. Is that going to be the one on Rainbow Drive? Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that one in then. And that was green, and their phone number is 256. Okay, great. Okay, and between the hospitals that you had gone through, they would have copies of the medical records for yourself and your diagnosis. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And who did you want to put in for your emergency contact?
They don't have to be nobody. I actually have my medical records. It's just they, 'cause I stay with my boyfriend, so I had everything locked up in a storage building, but I have access to
Okay, perfect. And
them.
the only reason we ask for emergency contact is that just in the basis that for some reason your phone number gets disconnected, we just going to
Oh,
have a
okay.
separate number. Yeah, but they're not going to be having access to anything that we talk about discussing this case.
Oh. Okay, well, I can give you my boyfriend number then.
Okay, perfect. And I am ready for what's his name?
His name is Pat, PAT, and his
Perfect.
last name is Ray, RAY.
Got it. Okay, and I am ready for his phone number whenever you have it.
It's 256 691-5799.
Perfect. Okay. Let me go ahead and get this drafted for us. In the meantime, you can go ahead and put your phone on speaker if I'm not already.
Okay.
Okay. And what I'm about to do is I'm actually going to be sending you something over. It's going to send through both a text message and email link, like a notification. So whichever one does pop up first, you can just go ahead and click on that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let me just make sure everything looks good here before I send it over to you. And I just want to confirm again, I have your date of birth here as May 15th, 1988, social 423-29-9056. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I just sent that over. Whenever it pops up on your end, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with this process, I can actually walk you through it. Just let me know what page you get to.
Is it from, it's from you, say Hannah?
Yes, from Hannah Pham.
Okay.
And then once you click on that link, it'll take you to a different website. And then from that website, you're able to click where it says review document. And then it should say, please review and act on these documents. Just make sure you click on that box that says okay. Continue or I agree to electronic signature.
Okay.
And then at the very top, now you should see where it says start to begin. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then now you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Just go ahead and click on that arrow.
Okay.
And then you can either draw out your signature the way that you normally do, or you can click where it says select style. They'll generate one for you. Either way, whenever you're ready, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign at the bottom left.
Okay.
Perfect. Once you go ahead and click on that, there's going to be other yellow boxes with the arrow going down that you click on. And once you get through all of those, just go ahead and click finish at the end.
Okay, let's see. And what is this for?
This is just a retainer, so you'll see on the HIPAA form, that is actually, once you are agreeing to this, the attorneys will then start the case by requesting for those records. So it's good that you have, okay. that you already have them on file, and in case the attorneys do need so, they are going to be calling you. If you can send over a copy just to make things quicker, because I already
okay,
know you
I see
have
my
them.
Telephone number. I see my telephone number wrong. They put 754. That's not my number.
754. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me go ahead and get that change. Bear with me one moment here. So this phone number, I have it as 754-247-00.
That's because they transferred me.
Oh, normally they do send over the right number. I'm so sorry about that. What's your phone number?
256-399-6138.
38. Okay, so bear with me one moment. You can still get that sign. I'm actually going to update it in the system, so they're not going to be calling
okay.
you at that number. It'll be at this number that you just gave me now. So just bear with
okay.
me one moment while I go ahead and do that. Okay.
okay.
I'm so sorry
yeah, I was
about
looking,
that.
I was like, it's fine. I was like, that's not my number.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad that you said that, because I would have not been able to get in contact with you.
I know. I was like, that's not my number.
Okay.
I forgot my initials. Okay. I'll make sure I get, okay, yeah, I got everything. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And again, I'm just changing each portion here that does have that phone number just to make sure we do have it right, okay? Okay, so 256-399-6138.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I found them.
Okay, perfect. So it should come over on my side soon. Did you see that finish button at the bottom?
Yeah, I hit it.
Okay, let me make sure I got it on my side, because I haven't seen it pop in over yet. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and look at it just to make sure everything is good. Okay, perfect. So everything is good here. I will go ahead and get this sent over. Let me see here. Okay, and the law firm should be getting in contact with you within the next 4 days, again, just to make their introduction call, and that's pretty much it. Once, you know, they make that phone call, then they start working on your case, and then hopefully we get you the justice that you deserve, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, but I do appreciate your time, and I do hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.